Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here, even if it's online. So I really appreciate that you have this option. So yeah, I'm Luciano. It's pronounced Luciano because I'm from Argentina too. So I completed recently my PhD in physics, working at the Argentine Institute of Radio Astronomy, which is an observatory here in Buenos Aires. It has two radio antennas, so I've been working a little bit in radio astronomy, but mostly my research interest is in high energy astrophysics and everything related to strong gravity, let's say. So yeah, I'll be joining the institute hopefully in November. Like Anna, I'm waiting for the work permit, and I'll be joining as a SITA National Fellow with the University of Guelph. So my broad, I've been doing a lot of things in the past 5 years or so, but mostly I've been interested in doing models that we can contrast with observations. So for so models about what? So I've been mostly focused on understanding the electromagnetic emission of mergers of compact objects, such as neutron star mergers and also accretion into supermassive binary black hole. So for that purpose, essentially what I do is GRMHD simulations, as I said, both in accretion in binary black holes and also in neutron star mergers. So here I'm just as an example, I'm showing some nice pictures of some of the simulations I've done in the past. So here I have, I don't know if you can see my cursor, but I done simulations of binary black hole accretion with spinning black holes, and we try to understand what kind of radiation the systems emit, and also doing neutron star mergers and understanding what is the evolution, and mainly focus again in the electromagnetic emission that you get from the system, which is a total different nature of binary black holes. So basically, what I'm trying to do now is to move forward in this direction. There are still a lot of new challenges. Multi-messenger astrophysics of compact objects, understanding the physics of all these elements like strong gravity, electron photon transport, and neutrinos. So, in the next couple of years, what I would like to do is, first of all, try to move forward in doing self-consistent models of binary black holes. So, this means to improve the simulations, improve the computational methods that we're using. So for the black hole case, the binary black hole case, what we want to do is to improve how we evolve the space-time and matter in the computational domain. So we are trying to think in implementing multi-mesh grids to capture the different timescales, because the system has very different timescales. You have the timescales near the black holes and also a circumbinary disk surrounding the black hole. So we're trying to understand everything in a self-consistent manner. So you need new capabilities in the simulations. And also, I'm very interested in understanding how compact mergers of compact objects launch jets when matter is present, both in binary black holes and also in neutron star mergers. I think there's a lot of things to understand in that realm. So for that purpose, we need new physics to go beyond the usually ideal MHD framework that we use to evolve the systems. Finally, I'm also interested in other topics in general relativity, more theoretical topics like trying to understand the dynamics of marginally trapped surfaces and that sort of stuff. More, you know, pure relativity. I'm also interested in that. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to go there and talk with all of you soon, hopefully. And if you have questions or you know, if you want to just chat about any of these topics, we'd be very happy. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Any question? Yeah. You. Maybe you'll be talking to, I don't know where the microphone is.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, in your simulations with binary black holes, do you take into account the back reaction of the accretion, or is it like a black hole background where the accretion right. disk is a test field?
Yeah, good question. So I've been focused mainly on supermassive binary black holes. So In that case, it makes sense to just set the space-time evolving independently of the matter. So you have this background, this dynamical background, but matter doesn't back react into the space-time. But we're assuming that the gas is not is you know far more that the black holes are much more massive than the matter surrounding.
Okay, and what is the typical ratio of mass of the disk and the black holes that you consider?
Right, so in my simulations, and I would say most of the simulations that are you know done with magnetic fields and you know all the relativistic physics, most of those simulations and mine are done in mass ratios close to one, close to one, because you know it's challenging to do to resolve the black holes otherwise. So yeah, mostly mass ratios equal mass black holes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
So can you just summarize a little bit what is different in your simulations compared to standard simulation? I mean, we hear talks about simulations every week. Well, what is a little bit different in what you were doing about?
Sure. So a couple of things. So first, the newest thing we implemented was putting spinning black holes. So we have both black holes are spinning here, and so that allows us to study what is the jet production in the system with aligned spins. So that was something that was new in this type of simulations. So what I mean by this type of simulations is simulations where you take into account the matter evolution in 3D. So this is everything is in 3D, and also including, as I said, magnetic fields. And just a last point of you know what we've done new here is that we evolved self-consistent the circumbinary disk that we have surrounding the two black holes, and with a certain technique that could explain later maybe is we evolve that first, so we have that part initial data stabilized, and then we evolve the interior of the black hole. So in that way, you have a self-consistent picture of the evolution. So those are like the three new things that I've done